What's up, everybody? Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. This is A Talk in the Attic, which of course means I'm your host, Kirk Ross. First, let me just wish a happy birthday to my brother, Justin, and to my late grandmother, actually. My late grandmother, Maggie. Justin turns 47 today, and my grandma would be celebrating her 97th big one if she were still here with us. You know, growing up, I always thought it was the coolest thing ever that my brother shared a birthday with my grandma, albeit 50 years later. I remember thinking to myself, what are the odds of that? Probably not that terrible odds, actually. And why can't I share a birthday with a relative? And how much changed between 1926 and 1976? And in today's episode, I'm going to dive into that last internal question. But in the attic, we do things differently, as I hope that you've come to expect by now. So rather than spouting off history lessons about the Roaring Twenties or the slimy 70s, better known as the me decade, we're going to dig deep into the annals, not to be confused with digging deep into the annals, of the Attic Archives. And most of you are probably unaware, well, hell, I was unaware until I started writing this, that the Attic Archives contain news reports dating back to the dawn of man. So what better way to shine a comparative light onto two vastly different eras than a good old-fashioned time travel piece using TV reports about actual news of the day? That's right. Prepare yourself, folks, to go back in time, first to 1926 and then to 1976, where anchormen who look and sound a lot like yours truly were reporting on the news of their respective days. But before we dial back the hands of time, let's do what we always must do first. Let's start the show. Mess in this attic, lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
The date is September 20th, 1926. The program is the Atita News Broadcast Program, brought to you from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where we will bring you all the news from the cities around the state and around the country, including the boys of summer. Oh, swing and a miss! Or maybe those gridiron heroes, all those white men who bash each other's skulls in for our entertainment every Sunday. One thing's for certain, when you come to Atita News, you know you'll get the truth. Because I'm Chip Vanderbilt, and I know my onions.
Hello, fine folks of America, and welcome to this Atita News broadcast program. The date is September 20th, 1926, and we will open on the devastating weather pattern that is taking its toll on the state of Florida and surrounding islands. But let's face it, who cares about those islands? The great Miami hurricane of 1926 continues its path of destruction, shutting down all Florida ports and costing the nation 100 million. This can't be right. Do my eyes deceive me? I'm told this is accurate. 100 million US dollars, which in full transparency, I must admit, is more than I thought to be in existence. Reported casualties have reached 372. In the United States alone. Now to a lighter subject. The boys of summer in baseball, where the Detroit Tigers have split a doubleheader against the Philadelphia A's. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees lead the American League, with the St. Louis Cardinals leading the National League. Now over to the gridiron, where the Detroit Panthers were shut out by the Green Bay Packers by a score of 21-0. And despite Detroit's massive offensive line, which averages a height of over 5'7", and nearly 180 pounds, it appears that this campaign will be more of what we've come to expect from the same old Panthers. My money is on the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets or the Pottsville Maroons this year. And mark my words, folks, as teams come and go in the future National Football League, there will always be two things that hold steady. There will be but two immovable stalwarts in the National Football League, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets and the Pottsville Maroons, representing their massive metropolises in Frankfurt and Pottsville. Now, a word from our sponsor, Coca-Cola. It had to be good to get where it is. I love a good advertisement that's based on illogical fallacy, folks. Now let's move over into the popular music section of today's program, where we are highlighting the chart-topping banger that we call Valencia by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Let's have a listen, shall we? I won't lie, folks, it's a bit fast for me. I look back on the days of popular music when they never were to exceed 35 beats per minute. But as they say, evolve or perish. Now let's check out the silver screen from out in Hollywood, California, where this week's box office winner is The Black Pirate, starring white man Douglas Fairbanks. Thank God, I thought for a moment it was a Negro film. But no, just whites. Just like we like it. Now over to real estate, where I can safely report that the median home price in the U.S. has eclipsed the $7,000 mark, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued its bullish and meteoric rise today, closing at $142.45. Far be it from me to offer any financial advisory, but I do certainly urge you all to put all of your life's earnings into the stock market, folks. The Great War is behind us, it's 1926, and we are in for a long, sustained period of prosperity. Nothing but smooth seas ahead. Now a message from our very first TV advertiser.
It's high time you buy an electric refrigerator. Enough storing your old food in the snow. Store it neatly in piles inside of this large white box that'll be stored in your kitchen. An electric refrigerator provides convenience and comfort, safeguards health, and is a real economy. See our makes at the Refrigerator Show, coming to you in Pittsburgh at 933 Liberty Avenue. April 5th through April 19th, that's 14 days from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and admission is free. You don't have to spend money to come and spend money. Brought to you by the Electric League of Pittsburgh.
Now to some auto news, where Ford Motor Company announced today that they will adopt the 40-hour work week, using a standard 5-day work week and 8 hours per day. Only 5 days and only 8 hours. This reduction of the work week follows suit in a long historical commitment to its workers by Henry Ford, who in early 1914 more than doubled the pay rate of the then 9-hour workday from $2.34 to $5 per day. Ford has publicly stated that their vehicles should be affordable to the employees who build them. And now, in light of the reduced work week, he has emboldened his workforce to enjoy more family time. Company president and Henry Ford's son, Edsel, explained that every man needs more than 1 day a week for rest, recuperation, and recreation. The Ford Motor Company has sought to promote an ideal home life for its employees. We believe that in order to live properly, every man, keyword man, should have more time to spend with his family. With company founder Henry Ford adding, it's high time we rid ourselves of the notion that leisure for workmen is either lost time or even a class privilege. I don't know much, folks, but I do know this. The peaceful coexistence between auto workers and their employees will always be a stable and union-free environment. On behalf of Atita News broadcast program, I am Chip Vanderbilt, and I know my onions.
It's September 20th, 1976. This is Atita 17 Action News. I'm your anchor, Bart Woodruff. Got a big show ahead of you today. We'll be talking about the auto industry. We'll be talking a little bit about the economy, and if we can't get that thing moving a little bit, if the clowns in Congress could just get out of their way, let's face it. We've got a quick Detroit Tigers update. And it wouldn't be September if we didn't also talk about the Detroit Lions, the Motor City Kitties. Here we've got a large linebacker who seems to have intercepted a pass and doesn't quite know what to do with it. Do I keep running out to... Oh, and there's a Detroit skyline, which means it's time for me to get to the title card and put down my Marlboro Red and my Miller High Life. I'm Bart Woodruff. This is Atita Action News 17 at 6 o'clock.
Good evening, folks. This is Atita Action News Channel 17, and I am your trusty anchorman, Bart Woodruff, where we'll start with the weather. California continues to recover from devastating Hurricane Kathleen, where heavy winds and extreme rainfall have cost some $160 million in damages. The death toll currently sits at 12. Now over to sports. The Detroit Tigers fell 12-6 to the Boston Red Sox. Tigers' rusty star Bill Freehan and Willie Horton accounted for the six RBIs in this one. The loss drops the Tigers back yet another game of the AL East, leading New York Yankees, who now own a 25-game lead over the Tigers. Clearly the World Series favorites. Now to football, where the Detroit Lions knocked off the Atlanta Falcons 24-10, with the Lions getting touchdowns from each of their two-headed monster at quarterback. Greg Landry ran one in, while Joe Reed threw for one, connecting with linebacker Ed O'Neill. Mark my words, folks. As the NFL continues to evolve, linebackers will continue to catch plenty of touchdown passes. This I can say with certainty. Now a word from our sponsor, Coca-Cola. Coke adds life. Does it ever. Now let's look at the Billboard Hot 100, which is being owned by the Wild Cherry fan favorite Play That Funky Music. Let's have a listen, shall we? It's as if Wild Cherry is speaking directly to me, the white boy. Now let's stop into the box office, where we have found Brian De Palma for the second week in a row in his film Obsession.
That eerie sensation that you've seen a stranger before. Everyone's experienced it. Call it deja vu. This man calls it terror.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen this one, and I don't intend to. Hypothetically, if I were alive in, say, 2023, I still wouldn't have seen it. Sorry, De Palma, just not into that kind of stuff. Now to the economy. We've been tracking real estates here at Atita Action News, and it shows that the average home price in the United States is now around $44,000 on the nose. $44,000 for a nice family home. The Dow soared 20 points today, 20 full points, to reach its highest level in nearly 4 years, closing at 1,014.79. That's $1,014.79. This impressive performance has been overshadowed by the collapse of the American Bank and Trust Company, which is now being exposed as a corrupt financial institution, which used itself to line the pockets of its executives through millions in personal withdrawals and a maze of phony transactions. But it is my belief, folks, that this will be the last American bank to betray your confidence, to collapse under the weight of fraud and corruption. And I'm rarely wrong, folks. Now a quick word from our sponsors down at the mall.
Fellow Americans, stop dragging your feet. Wear kitties when you're going to go out on a date.
Look great.
But do you know your feet need a little love?
Kitty knows.
What an agonizing, enterprising, hard kind of day you spend working overtime. You.
Me and this ball.
You. When you shop. You need shoes for it all. I say comfort and style if you're young at heart or young enough to remember.
Come to Kitty and explore.
In automotive news, more than 163,000 members of the United Automobiles Workers continued their strike today, which has already shut down 102 plants and facilities in 22 other states. The local 600 chapter of the UAW, not far from the Rouge plant in Detroit, said their members are bracing for a strike that would last up to 2 months. Ford's most recent offer to the UAW would precipitate an increase in average hourly wage, from $6.84 to $7.43 per hour. But alas, that offer was rejected. We must now compare this to the current minimum wage of $2.30 an hour. Now, if we were to take that figure and extrapolate it to, say, the year 2020, we'd be looking at a minimum wage of around $21, and I'm sure that will happen. Far be it from me to make long-term financial projections, but if there is one thing you can take away from this story today, it's that minimum wage definitely will not stall out at the $7.25 mark for any length of time. And you can quote me on that. Because this is the Atita Action News 17, 6 o'clock report, and I'm Bert Woodruff, reminding all you men out there not to show your emotions, and ladies, stay fit, will ya? Catch you on the flip side. All right, thanks, Bart. Thanks, Chip, for the great look back at history. And happy birthday, Justin and Grandma. Peace out, everybody.